Hey guys, Gerald Peters. I just wanted to say a big thanks. I think this is like show number 100 or something, which is crazy, of me coming on here and ranting and raving that I want you to get rich. So the podcast is entitled The Science of Getting Rich, and I'm trying to teach what I think are just the basic blueprints, the basic building blocks for average, everyday, common Americans to build wealth and to get rich. And that is the subtitle of my free ebook, You Don't Have to Die Broke, How Ordinary People Can Achieve Extraordinary Wealth. And as always, that book is completely free of charge. It's everything that I know about life, money, and how I turned $250 into $2.5 million in 15 years. Yes, 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 yes. Welcome to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. I'm your host, Gerald Peters. Always remember, folks, whatever you think about comes about, and whatever you focus on grows. It's been a crazy, crazy, awesome week. I hope you got a little bit richer than yesterday. If you've read my book, you know that's one of my themes, to get a little bit richer every day. It's a struggle. This is like a battle. Sometimes I make analogies of being a king and defending the castle. This is why I hate the idea of HELOC loans. See, some of my advice, listen, it's just a guy talking. I'm not a guru. I know a lot of shit. I know more shit than I'm ever going to do. Like, I can know things, bigger things, can do bigger things than I'm going to do because of the life I've chosen. You know, for different reasons, I've chosen a life where I'm not going to have employees, which means I'm not going to build that big a business. It just is what it is. And so I have to figure out how to work around that. And I'm living a life where I don't have a job. I have no job. And I make my money through my primary business, which is selling. A lot of you don't know that. I am a professional network marketer. I'm professional at marketing. I do most of my selling through letters, direct mail. I create marketing and promotional postcards. I run ads in magazines. I write the ads and connect them to 866 numbers and websites. You know, like before ClickFunnels, before online affiliate programs, this is what we were doing. And I'm pretty damn good at it. I'm possibly one of the best in the country. But that's not what this is. See, this podcast has nothing to do with that. I don't even want to talk to you about that. This podcast is how do average people build wealth? How do average people acquire the mindset, the tools, and then what does it look like? And I've been on this mission. I don't know what you call it. It's like give back. Because along the way, I receive things. And I feel like I took what I received that was freely given to me, and I've taken a lot from the universe. You know, it's like sometimes I feel like I got more than I deserve, but I know that's not true. Because every day, I mean, I work 8 days a week. I haven't had a day off since last October. Last October. And I follow a lot of young 25, 35, 30-year-olds who post all this stuff about hustle and grind, and then every weekend all I see is lake pictures, clubs, partying, and you know what I'm doing? Working. When do you think I write books? After work. Nighttime. Weekends. The richest guys I know, I can bang them at midnight and they almost always answer. You know what they're doing? Researching. They're at their computer. They might have the TV on, but they're over there scribbling and thinking and working on that next idea, working on that next deal. Most of them, if they take a day off, it's because they had to. Their wife made them do it. The only reason I leave my little kingdom, my little empire, is my wife makes me. Now, some people might say, man, that sounds awful. No, no, no. It's called love. Like, I love what I do. There is nobody on planet Earth more excited to get up and check the charts of different stocks than me. I love that shit. Dude, when my eyes open, I'm 49 years old, and when my eyes open, if it's past 5 a.m., my ass is up. I don't care what time I went to bed. Why? Because the market's opened. And every day they're open, I have a chance. And every day I have a chance, I want to take that chance. Make sense? See, it's okay to lose. It's okay to lose. You know what's not okay is to fucking lose and know you could have played better. That hurts, right? That hurts. And I had to come to grips with this because I'm pretty convinced if I wanted to build a large organization or take a shot at a guy like Grant Cardone and try to emulate or copy that blueprint, I have no doubt I could do that. I could hire a cameraman tomorrow. I could hire a writer tomorrow and a web designer tomorrow, and we would crank fucking content 14 fucking hours a day on all platforms and begin selling courses and books, and I would get rich. I have no doubt. I was doing it before ClickFunnels. It's nothing different. The internet ain't any different than TV and magazines. It's just human beings looking at things. It's just eyeballs. It's entertainment. It's attention. How do we get people's attention? Well, it's on a phone. It's on a phone. Process is so simple. I meet people all the time who say to me, you have any ideas of how I could make some money? Yeah, learn something. Learn some shit that's valuable. You understand that's how you make money. I didn't go to college. You know who taught me to trade stocks? Me. Books. Gurus, fucking TV, infomercials, courses, self-education. Like, I had to get off my ass. No one's coming. Hey, would you like to be rich? Because if they do that and offer you to be rich, they're probably full of shit. All the good investments, nobody's gonna ask you to do it. They don't need to. They've got tons of money. So you need to ask, why do you need my money? This is such a good investment. Why do you need me? Now, sometimes there's a logical reason. You're a new guy. You're starting a fund. You want to get into the real estate business. You don't have any money. You got the desire and you're out there hustling. You could pitch that to a guy like me who had some money. Said, yeah, man, I'm in. That makes sense. But you own an apartment. Why are you letting me in? You got to ask yourself. This is why you don't buy IPOs. IPOs is the cash out. The fat cats are cashing out. If it was worth more fucking money, they wouldn't IPO. They would just keep it. And yet we fall for it every time. Well, I need a mentor, Gerald. I need a mentor. How am I supposed? You have a mentor. It's called the spirit universe. The same God that created me created you. The same being that whoever it is, we could argue who it is, what religion it is, and how it was done, but that same stuff is in you, is in me. And you've felt it. You've been somewhere and felt like you'd been there before. Or you meet someone, you feel like you've known them. Or all of a sudden, you just get something. Or all of a sudden, an idea just pops in your mind and it's exactly what you needed. It's that place where when you pray, where your prayers go. That power. That power is in me. That power is in you. That's the power that I tap into to make myself write a book at 11 o'clock at night instead of playing Minecraft. Dude, I got a couple million bucks. I could just sit home and play video games. I don't have to do shit. Why would I write a book and then give it to people? Karma. I actually believe that if you help enough other people get what they want, you can get what you want. Zig Ziglar. Jim Rohn came around and said, no, my first mentor was a guy named Joe Schroeder, and Joe Schroeder used to tell me, Gerald, what you give away, you get to keep. And that used to kind of, what does that mean? And I would have this in mind, what you give away, you get to keep, what you give away, you get to keep. And he's like, did you not go to Bible school? What did Jesus say? It's better to give than to receive. Why? Why would he say that? Because the blessing's in the giving, dummy. It's not in the receiving. And this is why guys that come on and just huck you and pitch you and huck you and pitch you, yeah, they may make a little bit of money, but 15, 20 years from now, nobody admires them. They're not looked up to. Jim Rohn was looked up to. See, the guys that milk you for every penny to give you a bunch of bullshit, ultimately, you know what they're selling? Same thing my mentor was selling. You know what my mentor was selling? One day he told me. He said, Gerald, what I'm selling you back to you, dummy. You back to you. That's what I'm selling. I'm selling you back to you. See, he was my mentor in network marketing, and people can say a lot of things about network marketing, but here's one thing about network marketing. You have to be successful in it, you got to get outside your comfort zone. And I know this, everything that you want is outside your comfort zone. Everything that you want is in the pockets, wallets, checkbooks, and credit cards of other people, not you, other people. So what does that mean? That means you have to go out and what? Learn to communicate with them. So how do I take all of this shit and make some sort of working life philosophy out of it? It's better to give than to receive. So I did this the same way I've done on Instagram, is the exact same business model I did. What do you think? You think these guys just invented it? It's been around for 5,000 years. The formula for building wealth is the same. You own shit. Period. You own business. You own property. You own land. You own things that generates income. Period. It's never changed. It was the same 1,000 years ago, 500 years ago. It's the same today. Now, what you can own changes. Obviously, 500 years ago, we didn't have stocks. But we had land. And who do you think collected the rent for the king? The landlords. So what am I? A landlord. You need to be a genius to figure out the 5,000-year formula. But guess what? Being a lord of the land, a baron, a duke, whatever you want to call it, watch those shows. Go watch fucking Vikings or The Last Kingdom. And then raise your hand and say, hey, I'd like to be an earl. You think that's easy? You carry the weight and the responsibility for everyone. That's being a landlord. And that's why there's very few successful good landlords. Shit's hard. And it's not easy. It's not hard to get in. You know what you need to be a landlord? 700 credit score, some money in your checking account, and get off your couch and go look for a house. That's it. That's it. You don't have a house. Those are the three things keeping you from it. That's it. Anything else you say is bullshit you made up in your own mind, because it's hard to be it. It's hard to be in. It's hard to be held accountable. It's hard to be responsible. It's fucking hard. It's not easy. It's hard. And half of the people chasing this financial independence, truth is, are all pussies. That's the truth. Most of them are lazy people who don't want to work. And they're never going to achieve it. Go watch those shows. You think Ragnar had it easy now that he's in charge and the king? He didn't have to do shit. He's king now. Is that when things get easy? No. You think you're going to sleep easier when you have 25 mortgages? 25 families, if they have a problem, guess who they're calling? You. Guess what? That scares the shit out of not 90% of America. They don't want to be responsible. They want a handout. You think it's easier in the stock market? Takes guts. Takes guts, male or female. You got to have guts. You don't have money stacked up because you ain't hard enough or tough enough to do it. Because the easy path is spending it. You think it's hard to give away your money? Any fool can do that. Anybody can do that. Anybody can make money and give away their money. Literally, everyone does it. You're not doing anything unique. That's it. Everyone can have a car payment. Everyone can have a mortgage. Everyone can work a job they don't like. Everyone can do these things. But not everyone can step outside that box and raise their hand and say, hey, I'd like a little bit more. I think I can handle a little bit more. Where do I sign? 4.7%? Yeah, I got it. And then turn to the king and say, don't worry, man. I'm going to collect that rent. I got you. Landlord. Or to take your mind and your intellect and go find stocks to invest in. Because you either own a business or invest in business. That's it. That's your two choices. If you work for a business and you're not investing in business, you're going to be fucking broke. Period. So you have three options. Own a business, invest in business, or buy real estate. There's no others. Everything else is just part of this. See, flipping houses, awesome. But you're just making money, which is good. You need money, right? But that's not building wealth. What you do with the money after the flip, that's building wealth, right? If you flip shoes, awesome. If you do this, awesome. Babysit dogs, work with monkeys, I don't care. Whatever you do to make money, cool. It's what you do with that money that builds wealth. That breaks out of you out of the survival of day to day, survival, day to day, day after day, never richer. Some of you have been listening to me for 4 months. You don't have any more money than the day we started together. Let that sink in. I'm almost an old man. In the last 4 months, I got richer every day. You're 28. What's the problem? How many days off you had since November, and yet you got credit card debt? See, shit's about to get real. Because people walk around saying they want to do things, but their actions don't match their mouth, and it damn sure don't match their post. Because I see people posting all kinds of memes, and then I go, look, I don't ever see them posting any work. Why doesn't anyone post work? Because they don't like their work. All I do is post work. Go look. All I post is me hustling and grinding. That's it. That's all I post. To the point where people ask, hey, Gerald, you should post some stuff with you relaxing. Yeah, I don't do that, bro. It's fucking dark when I'm relaxing. What are you talking about? Like, I'm trying to get rich, not relax. You have your whole life to relax. Most of the people listening to me have been relaxing this whole fucking time. This is why we're having this conversation. The reason we're broke is relaxing. The reason I was broke, relaxing. I relaxed my checkbook. I relaxed my hand on this. I relaxed me watching this. I relaxed me doing the overtime. I relaxed. I just fucking relax, 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 relax. Take a break. Let another day go by. Another day, not any richer. And then another day, no richer. Another day, nope. Another day, nope. And then you post a meme on grinding. Now hopefully that ain't you. And hopefully you're laughing because you got a friend or two or a person you know who does this. But we live in a world, you can fix that right now. Right now. Boom, just like that. See, the beautiful thing is, all you got to do is forgive yourself. You need to. Some of you need to forgive yourself because you're soft. Too soft. You need to forgive yourself for letting yourself be that way. I apologize for dropping the P word. I know that's not a socially acceptable word. It is what it is, though. When you understand the content, you understand the message, it's to help you. And it very well could be that you're soft. That's why you're broke. When I mean soft, I mean you take the easy way. I know this sounds ridiculous. And maybe in the wake of that, because when you're facing death, you see things different. And I've done that. I've been in combat twice. Two different war zones. I've been in combat more than twice, but two different theaters of action in Bosnia and Iraq. And there's a time and a place where a man decides, I'm going to die. And if you're a soldier and you want to be a successful soldier, you need to put that aside. Samurais used to die when they became a samurai. That's why they fought with two swords, no defense. They already settled death. Death's already been settled. I already died when I became a samurai. That makes fighting a whole lot easier when you're fighting a guy who's still worried about dying. When you're worried about dying, you fight a little bit different, right? I began to think on this. I've always been fascinated by samurais and different fighting men. Time to time, I'll study up on the Grecians and this and that and their fighting style. And I find it interesting to watch shit on YouTube. I've been recently on a Roman kick. And then now I've gotten to where I'm like Romans for this year and Romans, you know, these years. And the Roman Empire is like 1,000 years long. I just find it fascinating fighting men. I get a lot of motivation out of that. And then began to think like, how does that apply to me and my money? Like, these dudes are tough, man. These dudes are hard. And we're all so soft. You know? Sitting in our nice houses with air conditioning. You understand, when I was a kid, we didn't have air conditioning. Some kids have never lived where they didn't have air conditioning. We did not have air conditioning. We didn't have the internet, no air conditioning. We had 3 TV channels when I was a kid. So when we begin to compare, it gets a little weird, right? So I think everyone's soft. You know, I think everyone's soft. Shit, I'm disappointed. I think I'm soft. So we got to work more. But you got to forgive yourself for the past. You got to set your sights on the future. You got to find new mentors. You need to find positive. I can't encourage you enough to get away from the doomsayers and begin to look for opportunity. The goal is to get richer every day, not to walk around in spirit of fear. The Bible says that God has not given you the spirit of fear. There is no fear. You choose to be afraid. And so you can watch television and think you need to go to gold, or the market's about the top, or the housing prices are too expensive. All bullshit. That's all shit people who don't know what they're saying or doing. Because every single day I'm in the market, finding good stocks, finding opportunity. I'm driving around looking for properties. I just bought a house. And all around me are people saying, oh, I just can't find anything. Because they're soft. Soft, because it takes fucking work and it's hard, and you got to get up early and you got to fucking drive around and you got to work every day. And until you do that, you're just going to be like everybody else, man. It's a big world of average people. A young man contacted me earlier this week and he said, Mr. Peterson, I would like to achieve financial freedom in my 20s. I said, well, how much money do you make? He said, $2,000 and something a month. Man, I wish it was that easy. I said, bro, you got to get to $1 million. I mean, to have pure total financial freedom, I mean, you probably don't need a million, maybe a half a million, but come on, how are we gonna get to a half a million in your 20s and you earn $2,000 a month? What kind of delusional thinking is this? Like, who put that shit in your head? And it's not about you not working, it's about doing work you love so that when you wake up every day, you're just doing you. You would work 12 days a week if they'd let you because you love what you're doing. You're just being you, man. I trade stocks because that's me. It ain't hard. There's no skill, there's no scare in that. I'm not afraid. It goes down to, who gives a shit? I'm trading for life. I'm buying houses for life. I'm gonna die with hundreds of houses, given the chance. Hundreds. Hundreds. Hey guys, this is Gerald Peters. Thanks for listening to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. I appreciate it. Said in the beginning, I think this is like almost the 100th episode. If you haven't had a chance to join me, if you have any interest at all in the stock market, every morning around eight-ish, I've been going live on Instagram and going over some charts and looking at gold, oil, the S&P 500 using my strategy called the Money Flow. It's inside of my book, the Money Flow Trading Strategy. That book isn't free. And the reason that book is not free is when you read it, you're gonna start asking me questions. And if I gave that book away, I would never have a moment's peace because I would have a bazillion people banging me up for questions. It's the exact strategy, picture, and blueprint of how I move money in and out of stocks. I used to tell people, if you have no experience in stocks and charts, not to buy my book first. I had a letter recently from a young man who made me change my opinion on that. He had no experience. He kind of lied to me and told me he did. He bought the book. Between my book and going through stockcharts.com's training school, he said it really changed his life. He had been feeling really depressed, and he felt excited to wake up every morning. A little bit of what I said earlier, he felt my excitement. That's super cool to hear. You know, obviously, I don't know if he's just telling me that. I'm going to take it because he said it. I'm getting goosebumps just talking about it. If I could turn anyone onto real estate or trading, then I've done what I'm trying to do here. I'm not going to be able to affect the world through voting, and I'm tired of arguing with either conservatives or liberals. And so I can't do anything about politics in America, but here's what I can do. I just influence the kid to be excited to get up and do something. So I kind of feel like that's karma for me. So I'm going to ask you, and it got me to thinking that maybe without thinking about it, I'm building some little group, you know, I'm building a little trading investing club here on the side. And I use that term loosely. That's not what I'm doing, but who knows, maybe it'll go that way. But I do know that entrance into that is you need to get a hold of my book, The Money Flow. I don't come on here and ask people to buy things. There's no advertisers. Yesterday it was almost 1,000 listeners. I don't ask people to buy anything. I don't have any sponsors. Everything I do on Instagram is free. I'm a huge fan of Gary Vee. Gary talks about jab, 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 right hook. And so I'm gonna throw you a right hook. If you're interested at all in stock trading, reach out to me. I'm completely accessible. DM me, email me, text me, call me, and I would be happy to sell you a copy. You have to go through me. And the reason I do that is I control the distribution of this book because I don't want a lot of questions from people who shouldn't have bought the book. In other words, you ain't got no money, you ain't got a computer, and you ain't got the internet, you don't need this book, okay? This book is about how I interface with the stock market using stockcharts.com web-based platform. So you gotta have access to the internet. Obviously, to be in the stock market, you're gonna need a few dollars. You could paper trade, that's a cool thing. I did that for about the first year. I just wrote it on a piece of paper. And you could just follow along. But anyway, if that has any interest into you, hit me up on that. And it's $25 by PayPal, and I'll get the book out to you. And that would be a huge blessing to me. Obviously it costs me money to put out the podcast, costs me money to put out my books on that book that I give away free. Don't have to die broke. That platform that I distribute the book free costs me money every month. And I'm not up here, I'm just saying I push out. So I'm asking if you have any interest in that, if you do it, that would be great. It's going to a good cause. You can know that. And you could take your time with that book. And at any time in the future, if you bought the book, you can just ask me any question. And I'm probably going to ask you, did you buy the book? And then I'm actually going to check to see if you did, because not everybody's honest. And if you did, then I'll talk to you forever
if you share the same love I do for stocks. Hey, God bless.